Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday with me, Richard Jones. And not for the first time this year, the weather tops the headlines. The high winds are a real problem, as you would expect, but the worst problems have been with melting snow and heavy rains combining to cause flooding. There have been a few cases of animals having to be moved off low-lying land where rivers have been either actually overflowing or very close to it, but there's still more water to come down from the hills, and both the SAC and NFU are warning about looking out for those animals. That could be a risk. And there's still more snow forecast over the next day or two to make things worse. SEPA warned that, as usual, there'll be problems with pollution following the heavy rainfalls, which cause runoffs of manure, silage effluent and slurry into watercourses, and asked that farmers take precautions wherever possible. Now, strangely enough, First Minister Alex Salmond has been sending messages to the climate change talks in South Africa. The first line of his message was spot on when he commented, "Worldwide, we're seeing more and more extreme weather events." And together with former Irish President Mary Robinson, they're calling for quicker action than the proposed 2020 agreement. The feeling among some weather experts is that it's already too late, but we need action to stop things getting any worse. Now, one of the causes of climate change is deforestation, especially in South America, where the practice is widespread to create land for beef production. Here's Penny Johnston from NFU Scotland on some of the issues surrounding that meat.
They do have standards that they're supposed to comply with, but it's often very hard to police that, and product will get through that hasn't been produced to the same high standard that we have here. But you've also got aspects that aren't policed and aren't part of trade agreements, such as some of the environmental standards that are produced. I mean, some of these places, there's massive deforestation taking place in order to produce this product. Some of the employment conditions are pretty shady in some of these areas. All these kind of things, you know, morally, we should be looking at if we're thinking to buy the product. They don't have the same standards that we have here, and so they can produce the product cheaper, largely, even when you consider the fact that it's shipped halfway around the globe. And when you're looking in environmental terms as well, surely that's not a sensible practice as well. Food miles are important.
And Penny Johnston there with some of the issues surrounding beef produced in the South American block of countries. But that's all from me for this week. Do have a safe weekend and take care with working outside in the current weather conditions. I'll be back Monday, 6:14, 12:40 with more MFR Farming.